out. It is now time to meet the people that will save us all. The Andy Thomas Space Foundation Kids in Space program brought together 115 schools and over 14,000 students to work on problems the adults can't figure out. And from all of those students and teams across the country, a team from Our Lady Queen of Peace School in Albert Park are now the National Australian Makers Empire Kids in Space Showcase Champions, and they join me in the studio. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Right, we have Zalia. Hello, Zalia.
Hi.
How are you? Are you good?
I'm very good.
Excellent. Amelia.
Hi.
How's your day out of 10?
10.
Pretty good day. Excellent. Charlie.
Hi.
Excellent. Do you want to say hello to someone quickly?
Hello,
Alo Batar. Okay, I don't know who that is. And we have, I guess, Mr. Turbul. Do I call you Mr. Turbul?
Or Lee, yeah. Either one's fine.
Okay, well, are they allowed to call you Lee?
Let's go with Mr. Turbul.
Okay, let's go with Mr. Turbul. All right.
Mr. T is pretty good.
Well, hello, Azalia, Amelia, Charlie, and good evening, Mr. Turbul. All right, you three. What year are you in?
We're in year six.
Six, okay. You seem very young to be solving the world's problems, but everyone else had a go and they're no good at it. So thank you for your service. Zalia, what's your favourite subject at school?
PE and science.
Now, you can't see because this is radio, but Zalia, you looked, you said PE and then you looked at your teacher and then you said science. Did you get sprung then a little bit?
No.
Okay. Well, let's try it again. Amelia, what's your favourite subject at school?
I like math and science.
Okay. Mr. Turbul, have you coached them media-wise to say science at the end of everything?
Well, most of these kids I've had for a couple of years, so they know what the correct answer is.
All right. One more time, Charlie, what's your favourite subject at school?
Science and HASS.
Science and what?
HASS.
What's HASS?
History.
And
social
and science. Oh, okay, right.
So history, geography, civics, that type of thing.
Okay, excellent. So are you one of the schools that have done this in the past, or are you, like, is this your first time?
This is our first time.
Right.
It's also the second time they've ever done it, though.
Yeah, so you went, so, I mean, Mr. Turbul, are you just going to cut all ties with this program and retire undefeated?
Yeah, that's going to be hard to back it up for sure,
yeah.
But... Yeah, so it was a good start to the program, definitely.
Pretty good. I would. That's what. Whenever I do something good in my life, I just never do it again. And then I can go out a champion. Right, now, how's your day been today?
Amazing.
What happened today?
We won the championship for Makers Empire.
Yes. And what was the problem that you guys were trying to solve?
We were solving the problem of space junk.
Okay.
In space.
What do you know about space junk?
We know that it's a big growing problem as there's over 100 million pieces in Earth's orbit, which it costs about $1 trillion.
What do you mean costs $1 trillion? Who does it cost?
It costs like all the scientists and all the countries who made it and sent it up to space, because most of it's just broken off or are in active satellites, and that's about $1 trillion.
Right. Okay, that's a good answer. Charlie, so that space junk is a problem.
Yeah.
Right, how did you fix it?
Well, we made a design called the Chopper,
mm-hmm.
which, like, chops up space junk and then stores it in the, like, its storage place. And then...
Like, it's got our guts?
Basically.
Okay, yeah. I can get it. Yeah. I can get behind this. Okay. And tell me about the Chomper.
Well, it's, like, a 3D printed thing, and it, like, chops up the space junk, and then it stores it in like, the back of the thing. And then when it's... Like, when it's all stored up,
mm-hmm.
like full, we bring it back to this other 3D design thing called the sorting system, which, like, sorts it into the materials that the space junk is made out of, and then it gets put into this cart that brings it back to Earth to be melted down and reused.
Okay, so it gathers all the space junk, and then it smashes it together, and then it... No, again. Okay. Right, Amelia she's looking at me like, you just don't get this. Okay, you have a go, Amelia.
So, it collects all the space junk,
mm-hmm.
and it's in its compartment of the bag. It does not get, like, it gets chomped up into smaller pieces, but not crushed in space. And then it goes to the sorting system, and then from that it goes back down to Earth, and at Earth it gets melted to be reused. And we also have a hook on the back to collect all of the bigger pieces like satellites or big rocket bodies.
Okay, all right. I feel like that. Yeah, now I'm getting it. Zalia, how big is the mouth on the chomper though?
It's pretty big. We want like as big as like a normal space debris.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Amelia is trying to. Amelia, you wait your turn. Let Zalia. Okay, sorry. So it's big as possible.
Yeah, but we don't want it too big. Otherwise, it would make the chomper tip forward, because it would be the heaviest part because of the teeth.
Oh yeah, but there's no gravity in space. Although maybe there is when where the space junk is, because you're getting close to Earth again. All right. I mean, you have something to say? Oh, you don't. Oh, don't go shiny. What if you could use some of the space junk to make the chomper's mouth bigger? Maybe it could use that and repurpose it and make more chomp.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Can I be in your team?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. We're winners.
Yeah. Champion.
All right. So you've mentioned that it chomps it up, and then does it leave from the back?
What?
Like, does it leave it? What I'm really asking is, does the chomper have a butt? Is that basically what's going on here?
Basically.
Okay, right. Excellent. And it poops stuff back down to Earth.
Like, and then we in make the sorting system, yeah. And then, yeah.
And then we make stuff from chomper's poop. And send it back into space. Oh.
Oh, God.
Sorry, producer Steve's wearing a wireless mic and he just went to the toilet.
It's very expensive poop.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right, I forgot you were here. hello, boss. How did they get involved in all this?
So the school nominated them. So they nominated them. We did a lot of work in the classroom about just coming up with ideas. So I guess the project had a couple of different categories. You could solve a problem in space, or you could use technologies to solve a space on land. We showed them lots of different videos. These guys seemed to be inspired by solving a problem in space. We had different groups. We went through the process. This group was the standout group pretty clearly.
Right.
Amongst the other groups. They work in a STEM lesson, like a STEM specialist lesson, where they would use the Maker's Empire to build the program and to build a 3D printing. And then in our science classes, we sort of worked on the research behind it and made sure that we got the presentation, the why, the how, and all that sort of thing behind it.
Nice. So does that mean, Charlie, that you've actually made a little chomper?
Well, yeah, because we've, like, 3D printed one.
Wow.
Yeah, so they made several designs.
Yeah.
That took a couple of goes to get it perfect. So, they've made the 3D chomper. They made the magnet, the hook for it. They made the storage compartment. Yeah, so they built, you know, a number of aspects with this 3D printing.
Mr. Turbo, it's technically called the butt.
Yeah, sorry, my apologies.
Yeah. So how big was the one that you made?
Really, I mean, pretty small, probably like
a matchbox car kind of size?
Yeah, like 10 centimetres.
Yeah. Maybe a bit bigger?
Like 15, 20 centimetres or
okay.
So.
Okay, and Zalia, how many times did it get you? Did you have to do it to get it right?
It took us 3 times, because the first time our solar panels were too thin and they snapped off, and there was even a hole in the side of the base.
Oh, okay. You didn't print right?
No.
Okay.
And the second time, the panel was...
You... I'm turning off your microphone.